Of course, we have recently been discussing the Boston Marathon, that road race recently took place. And then coming up, you have got the Kentucky Derby. So what happens when you combine the two? Well, you get a very special race right here in our backyard. It's being put on by the Early Learning Partnership. And it's pretty exciting what's going to take place on May the 2nd. So we're going to let the executive director for the Early Learning Partnership, Rachel Huey Hubbard, tell us all about it. And good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, good morning. Lucas and Ashley. Good How are you?
So you're taking the excitement of a road race, of a 5K road race, and you're adding in the excitement of the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
And you're doing a race here in town. It's a 5K themed Kentucky Derby race.
Yes.
But people are not racing horses, actual horses.
No, they are running or walking or jogging for books. We welcome all. We intolerate all, obviously.
Yeah. So if you want to come on out and have a great time in the Riverwalk area on May the 2nd, please do so. Well, before we dive into the logistics of the race, Rachel, walk us through again the Early Learning Partnership. What's your mission? What's your goal? And how can the community help you?
Sure. We are a local 501c3. We serve all of York County, and our mission is to prepare young children for success, to be successful at school. And we do that through books and encouraging the parents and caregivers of these young children to read and engage with their child. So we have different programs throughout York County. Our biggest program is Reach Out and Read, which is a national evidence-based program that is delivered through the pediatric practices. We also have a new program which we rolled out. It's a prenatal program called Books for Baby Bumps, where we have OBGYN offices will deliver a book and some guidance about reading to their baby bumps to newly pregnant women.
And the studies have shown over and over again how vital it is as soon as you find out you're having that little bundle of joy to go ahead, mom and dad and everyone else, to start reading and saying words.
Yes.
So the your future all-star, your future kid, would be ready to go as soon as they come out of the womb.
Absolutely. So that's the goal of reading to your baby bump is to encourage the parents to read to the baby in utero. And that also gets parents in the habit of reading, spending the time reading to their child. And, you know, once the baby comes out, they'll recognize the parents' voices, and they'll even, some studies have shown that they even recognize some of the verbiage that was read to them in utero. Great. So that's amazing. Yeah.
Rachel, what is the reading time per day that parents should be reading to their children, or that children should be reading? How many minutes or hours a day?
So we're in the birth age 5 category. Okay. So largely those parents are reading to their children. 15 minutes a day. Okay. However, when you have a 2-year-old rambunctious toddler, 5 minutes can be a challenge. So, you know, it doesn't have to be 15 consecutive minutes. It just 15 minutes cumulatively throughout the day. And take advantage of times. We counsel parents to take advantage of times when you're diapering the child, like just engaging with conversation. What do you see? You know, how many fingers am I holding? That kind of engagement. Or when you're feeding your child, you know, look at the cereal box, look at the baby food jar, and, you know, what do you see on the picture? What color is it? How many spoons do I have? You know, that kind of thing.
It's through the Early Learning Partnership with that advice that we learned that those exact same skills when we brought in our little bundle of joy. I can remember when they were still, like, you know, in their, like, pack and play or whatever their – whatever device you put them in where they can't get away from you. We brought them over to the dishwasher, and I showed everything. I said, this is a spoon.
Yep,
this is a fork. And everything I was putting up, I was just saying it out loud. And it's through the Early Learning Partnership before we had our daughter that we learned that. Like, when you're doing stuff, talk out loud.
Exactly.
Tell stories.
Yes. And they'll hear that, and they'll get the cadence.
Right.
And they'll hear subject-verb agreement, and they'll hear all that, you know, are they going to become the next Einstein? Probably so, if you read to them soon enough. But if not, at least you're just introducing them to all kind of words.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are going to build their vocabulary exponentially when you do that.
Rachel, you mentioned that the Early Learning Partnership is a nonprofit, so you've got to be fundraising throughout all of the days the year.
Yes.
And one event is coming up. It's called the Derby Dash.
Love that.
On May the 2nd. So give us some of the details, because then we're going to toss it over to your friend here who's helping with the race as well.
Sure. We are a local, like I said, nonprofit, 501c3. We are not federally or state funded. So we rely entirely on corporate grants, just charitable donations from organizations and individual giving. And these fundraisers that we do, we're a small organization though, so there's only two of us. And I have a fantastic board, and they're the ones who are helping put this race together, in addition to partners like Charlotte Running Company. So this is a Kentucky Derby themed race fundraiser. It's a 5K that's going to be held out at Riverwalk. And we're going to also have a family fun run, which is 10 furlongs long, which is the length of the Kentucky Derby and equals to, I just had to do this.
I love that. No, that's really cool. Clever.
So 10 furlongs is equal to a mile and a quarter. Okay. So we're going to have that distance as well. And we're going to also have a hobby horse race.
That's fun.
So for the little ones. Aww. So we are trying to be as inclusive as possible, yeah, family friendly. And like I said, we're partnering with Charlotte Running Company down at Riverwalk. And the start and everything will be at the amphitheater down there. So it's going to be a lovely but on the Riverwalk Trail. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be no traffic. You don't have to worry about traffic and just beautiful scenery.
Well, we love a good theme, and we yes. love that you're leaning into the theme. Again, it's the Early Learning Partnerships Derby Dash on May the 2nd, 8 to noon. You've got the 5K road race. You got the 1.25-mile fun run. That's the same length as the Kentucky Derby, as Rachel just mentioned. You got the kids' hobby horse race and a reception there at the Charlotte Running Company of Riverwalk. And, of course, if you've done any race at all in this area, chances are you've ran into Kim for sure. And Kim, my goodness, running is what a fantastic opportunity to bring the bring the community together. And we often talk about running. And when you look at a 5K race or a fun run, some folks are wanting to say, I want to support it, but I'm not a runner. I'm a jogger or a walker. What do you say to them? What do you want to say to them to encourage them to come on out and put their best foot forward?
What I do is I encourage people to come out and just try. You know, I was like, you can run a few steps and then walk. You know, we all have to start somewhere. And it starts with a few small steps. You know, most of us can go out and walk a mile, you know, or be out to support the people who are running. You know, I just encourage people just to start somewhere.
You're so passionate about running, Kim. Where does that passion come from? What does your running career look like, or your running cycle?
Well, I'm born and bred here in York County, and went to York High School, and have been a star runner since I was 12 years old, and running has been my passion. It's helped me. I'm very hyper. It's helped me calm down, helps me focus. And then, you know, the big thing is, you know, we're not a big city. We're a community here in Rock Hill, and I believe as Charlotte Running Company in the Riverwalk community, we can reach our community and build a community. By building the community, the community will come. You know, I believe the hometown feel is the way we want to project. And by supporting organizations like the Early Learning Partnership and other small charities within York County, that's where my heart is.
Well, you do a fantastic job. Again, it's hard not to do a race without crossing paths with Kim, for sure. And you're just so generous with your knowledge and your expertise when it comes to running, because you do get folks that are interested in the sport, but it can be overwhelming. What shoes do I wear? How do I start? If I really want to be a competitive 5K runner, 10K runner, half marathon or marathon, where do I start? And they can come and check you out there at the Riverwalk area, because Kim is so passionate and she is spot on. Kim has more energy than I do. Now let that sink in. So it makes perfect sense.
That's a lot, guys.
That she is in the running community. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for believing in the organizations that the Charlotte Running Company there in Riverwalk that you all invest in, especially like the Early Learning Partnership. And Rachel, here's to a fantastic mm-hmm. Derby Dash.
Yeah. Now I do have to ask this question before we break. Now, can people dress on theme? Because like fascinators
Absolutely.
And some cute running clothes.
Yes.
I wish I could be there. I can't be there, but well, that, you know, sounds like, I mean, this is right up my alley.
We can, every registration, which is $35, mm-hmm. will buy 7 to 8 books for a young child. So
that's
you can
amazing.
Just go ahead and register.
I will do that. I will do that.
And do the whole running costume.
Yes,
thing.
That's
come
right.
out,
that's
dress
so
up.
Fun.
That's
yes.
the part I'm the most
what
excited about.
What a great
about.
Theme.
It's the
yeah.
costume.
Yeah. Our goal is to get 150 runners, because we were trying to raise money for between about 1,100 books. And this is the perfect time, just before summer. So, you know, all the registry money will go towards purchasing books. So please, you know, get online and register.
Great.
We have 150 runners in Rock Hill alone. Now, the Early Learning Partnership, they focus here, but you know, they help as many people as they can. So, again, 150 should be very doable considering the fact of what they're able to accomplish with that. So here's to a great run, walk, or jog at the Early Learning Partnership's Derby Dash on May the 2nd there in the Riverwalk area. Just simply look up Early Learning Partnership online on social media and go ahead and get registered.